Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study, Galatians chapter 4, Dr. Bloom had just finished sharing his outline for chapter 4 and reading verses 1 through 3. Let's listen as he starts to teach on these verses today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We do not consider the chapter number and the verse number that is there inspired, but all the words are God-breathed. Well, I can remember one time that he wrote and was talking about it, and I said, well, it's easier to tell the people to search the Scriptures, because the Bible says not just take my word for it, but to search the Scriptures and to see if those things are so. And I guess he had never heard that before. And so he says, where does that say that? Where is that located? Now, I'll tell you, I started to tell him something different. I did not. I just said, the Bible says that they at Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if those things were so, that is, the things that they were teaching them were so. And so I said, I wanted to say, I didn't, but I wanted to say, well, it's in the book of Acts. And since you are offended by chapter numbers and verse numbers, I will not tell you where, just read the entire book of Acts. Well, I wouldn't do that. Acts has 28 chapters, and you don't find it until the 17th chapter and the 11th verse. But you see, the main problem is, with chapter and verse numbers, is that sometimes we dismiss that the entire book is connected, and as a result, there are people that take verses completely out of context, and even chapters out of context, with the rest of the book. That's one of the biggest mistakes you can make in studying the Bible. You read a verse, and boy, it pops out to you, say, wow, I wonder if that means this. Read the entire chapter. Gather the entire context before you do. Now, I've laid that out as a starter for chapter 4. Now, let me give you the outline for chapter 4, and it is as follows. If you do this by Roman numerals, put Roman numeral number 1, wonderful difference, verses 1 through 7. Again, wonderful difference, verses 1 through 7. Roman numeral number 2, weakness degrades, verses 8 through 11. Again, weakness degrades, verses 8 through 11. Roman numeral number 3, wavering divides, verses 12 through 20. Again, wavering divides, verses 12 through 20. And then, finally, Roman numeral number 4, wisdom's delight. Wisdom's delight, verses 21 through 31. Quickly, that's wonderful difference, weakness degrades, wavering divides, and wisdom's delight. Okay? Well, let's start off now looking at the wonderful difference in verses 1 through 7. And we see, first of all, sons and governors. So let me just read those first three verses of sons and governors. There it says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Now, as we look there at verse 1, again he said that the child differeth nothing from a servant, and as long as he's a child, although he might be Lord of all. That does not sound like a wonderful difference to many at this point, because he differs not from a servant as he's a child. The fact is, we are children of God in Christ Jesus. But don't miss this point in child rearing. He differeth nothing from a servant. The idea is, he learns to work and respect those over him who are giving him direction. Therefore, the father does not allow mama to lighten the little boy's load or blame the other servants or the hard teachers because the little boy doesn't accomplish what the father thinks he should. Other words, he teaches that young fella to be responsible and to take personal responsibility. Now he goes on to say, though he be Lord of all. And by the way, let me just add this. In teaching your child to take personal responsibility, that doesn't mean that every time he gets in trouble at school, you run down there and you tell off the teacher, the principal, and everybody else. Teach your child instead to respect authority. Somebody says, I've got to stand up for your child. You're not standing up for your child when you do that. You're standing against your child because they don't learn respect. They do not learn personal responsibility. And they learn to expect mama or someone to bail them out when they get in trouble for their irresponsibility. So you don't want to raise a child like that. Do right. Now, though it says, though he be Lord of all, that tells us that he must know that when it's hard, he is still a son. He has an inheritance. Now, as children of God, that ought to sustain you and myself in the hardest places of life. When Satan is fighting you hardest and the battle is raging hot. By the way, we should be in a spiritual battle. Jesus said that the gates of hell should not withstand. Gates are not for attacking, they're for defense. We should be attacking the gates of hell. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you shouldn't preach on sin, you shouldn't name sin, you shouldn't name people, you shouldn't. Well, you know, Jesus did it, Stephen did it, others did it. And so, why is it wrong to name and to sin and name people, as Paul talking about Alexander, the coppersmith, and others? Why is that wrong? Because some politically correct religious person told you that it was wrong to do. The Bible told you the opposite. Now, what you have to decide is, do you go along with the Bible or do you go along with that religiously political correct person? You know, I've just learned to trust God a little bit more than I do men. As a matter of fact, I want to trust God a whole lot more than I trust men. And so just understand, in the battle, you're going to name sin, because when you're naming sin, you're standing against sin, you're standing for what's right, you are attacking the gates of hell, but you do it in love because you're trying to rescue the perishing. I've had people tell me, you can't preach that way or you won't reach millennials. Now, at this stage, here it is, 2:15, about the month of August, and just starting August, as a matter of fact, and here we are. I got on the computer to see, everybody's talking about millennials. Just what are the ages of millennials? Now, I grew up in the baby boomers. We didn't even think of us being a generation with that name. We just grew up and did what we're supposed to do, I guess. Others, you know, there are Generation Xers and Generation Y and Generation whatever. And those are names that people design and give. Don't try to live up to what some philosopher who has little to do with God. Don't live by that philosophy. I found out that the millennials are people born from 1980 to the year 2000. We call them millennials. Now, really, when you think about it, the age they would be now in 2015, with the oldest of them being about 35 years old. Really, when you think about all of that, hasn't there always been in every age people that are that age from 15 to 35? Did God design a different gospel for them and said, don't preach on sin? Don't preach about what they should be doing? Somebody said, you ought to always be positive. If you preach the word, you're not going to be positive. Read Matthew 23 sometime, see how Jesus preached and what he called other religious people. Read Acts chapter 7 and see how Stephen preached. You may not be too excited, and you might have hated Jesus and Stephen for the way they preached. I think they come off a whole lot harder than I do. But you do that in love, because you want to rescue the perishing. People get saved by hearing the word. You don't take the word from them, and you don't avoid certain subjects. I had an evangelist. He was supposed to come to my church. I counseled him out. Said, have an evangelistic Sunday, but don't push anything that's a hot-button doctrine issue or a hot-button sin issue. Just preach the gospel. Well, my friend, when you preach the gospel, the first step is to realize that we're all sinners. And we live in a politically correct world today that doesn't call anything sin. The only thing that's sin is being a fundamentalist, being a Bible believer, obviously, to this world's mind. So no, you just got to tell them what God calls sin is, and you preach it. And that is love in your heart. Speak the truth in love. Attack the gates of hell for the hope of saving the souls of men. Now, they've been doing this for quite a few years with the contemporary and the emerging church movement, and they've gotten a lot of people involved, but I don't see a big revival in our country, especially among millennials. I don't see them all of a sudden, they're living holy, separated from sin, separated unto God lives. I don't see them with the high moral standards. I don't see that change coming about. So what is that doing besides just giving them religious entertainment? Perhaps desecrating the house of God. Now, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, when you think about you're fighting against Satan and you're attacking the gates of hell and people don't like it, listen to what Jesus said. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.